Hello and welcome to another episode of the Women of Faith in Leadership podcast. I'm super excited to have you here. My name is Rika, if we've not met yet, and we have a Facebook community that you can join and come and join me and some other members, also listeners of the podcast. And it's simply called Women of Faith in Leadership Community. You can find it on Facebook or you can find the link in the show notes. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about your words hurt. And I don't think we always realize how our words can hurt other people. We sometimes say things whether intentionally or unintentionally. But the Bible is very vocal about words and our tongue and the things that we say. And in James 3 verse 6, it says that our tongue can be like a flame of fire. And I think that when we're in leadership roles, we need to understand how important our words are. We need to understand the effect that our words can have, not only on our peers, you know, other leaders as well, but on our team. So in today's episode, let's delve deeper into our words and how we need to ensure the things that we say are aligned with God's message. Let's do it. Leading as a woman is tough, but leading as a woman of faith is next level. However, it doesn't have to be that way. God has called you into this leadership role because He says you are worthy. You are His child, and if He qualifies you, who in this world can unqualify you? You might suffer from imposter syndrome and believe you're not good enough, but God says you are good enough. Hi, I'm Rika Whelan, Christian leader and workplace culture coach, and together we're going to navigate leadership with faith as our foundation. Let's get started. Grab your coffee or water, keep that notebook and pen handy, and let's jumpstart your leadership. As mentioned before, as leaders, we have got a very extremely important role in the lives of the people we work with, in the lives of the people we coach, we mentor, and we lead. And I don't want us to get hung up on words like manage or lead, what's the difference between the two and whether one is negative or positive, because the world has made the word manage negative, meaning that we don't manage people, we lead them. But ultimately, we do manage people because as leaders, we have to, you know, we're in charge of things like rostering, organizing relief staff. You know, maybe that's somebody else in your organization that does that. But ultimately, we do manage ourselves and we manage our teams. So don't get hung up on things like that, because God wants to invite us into a world where we don't care about minor things like whether we use the word manage or lead, but rather He wants us to care about the people who we lead and who we manage. We are called for the people. We're called by God. And I firmly believe that you're in this leadership role for a reason. I firmly believe that God has called you into that leadership role. And I also firmly believe that you're here listening to this podcast for a reason, because God talks through me. I'm His instrument. And to be honest with you, this is my third time recording this particular episode, because I need to hear from God what it is that He has to say. And I need to make sure it's not me talking, it's Him that's talking. So the Bible talks about things that are death dealing, okay? And these things are things like lies, arguments, insults, slander, gossip, rumors, flattery, bragging, and belittling. And these things at work can all be death dealing. I absolutely like that saying, that I got that from my NLT study Bible. There's a section in there that talks about how these things can be death dealing. And I think as leaders, we need to be mindful and we need to be careful, because, you know, we often can be trapped in what other people do and say. Again, I'll things like lies. And, you know, we all lie. It's unfortunately a thing as human beings that we're prone to do. We can try our very best. But the other day, just as an example, I lied to another person to protect another person. And I thought about it so many times afterwards, thinking to myself, but should I have told that lie, because I was just protecting the other person? And yeah, it's a tricky situation, because, you know, like, I felt, yes, that I had justification to lie to that person, but then the Bible speaks very clearly about lies, and God speaks out very clearly about lying as well. So there's definitely a different way how I could have dealt with that situation. And in particular in leadership, I find that and again, I'm open and honest with you on this podcast, for the same reason I always lied in my leadership role, it was always to protect other people. So I justified it that way. And a valuable lesson that I learned from someone in my life is that as soon as you have to start justifying things, you can just know that it's wrong. Because we shouldn't be justifying anything. We should feel comfortable with those decisions without having to justify them. I also learned something from another leader or another mentor that I had. And they said to me, because I was feeling that I was constantly having to justify my decisions to my leadership team. And this person said to me, well, instead of feeling like you're justifying it, change your mindset surrounding that. You are taking them on your journey, on your leadership journey. Help them to understand why you've made those decisions. Don't see it as a justification. See it as taking them on the journey. And as soon as I changed my perception on that, I realized that, okay, I'm taking people on a journey. I'm not justifying things. But the other thing we can get involved in quite often are arguments, because as leaders, we want to fight for what we believe in, and we feel extremely passionate about our team. We feel passionate about this, you know, the goals and the KPIs and the vision, you know, of what we want to achieve. And, you know, you guys can't see me, but I've got my fist raised at the moment, you know, like fighting. And as leaders, we should absolutely avoid getting involved in arguments, because it's absolutely a waste of time. All that we do is we make ourselves look bad. And as faith-driven people, what's interesting and so unfair is that people will often judge you more because they know you're a Christian. And they know that, oh, she's a Christian. I didn't think that Christians behaved like that. Well, Christians are human beings as well, and we all make mistakes. And unfortunately, this is the way of the world, is they will always say things like that and make us feel more guilty. But avoid lies and avoid arguments. Okay. Insults. Do not get involved in insults. If somebody has insulted you, then, well, it can be really tricky, because sometimes when somebody insults you, you just want to defend yourself. And, you know, I'm teaching my kids to defend themselves, but it's such a tricky and thin line, because you don't want to insult the other person back, because again, then you're death dealing. And you want to keep your path clean, because you want to be known as a person with integrity and that they do not lash back at your team. But when people insult you, and especially if they're in your team, if they're your peers, the right thing to do is to sit down with them and say, you know, when you said that to me, this is how it made me feel. Or, you know, I felt very disrespected by you. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. A lot of people think that leaders should be taking things on the chin, and they should just take it, you know. People should be able to insult them and get away with it, and then we do nothing about it. But again, you know, that's not how it works in life. And as leaders of faith, especially, we're allowed to sit down with people and say, you know, earlier when you spoke to me like that, it made me feel ABC. And I was wondering if we can come to a point where we can get along. I talked about this in episode number 24, dealing with difficult people at work. Quite often, the reason why that person is insulting you or getting into an argument with you or doing anything like that is because they are going through something in their personal life. And if we can see them as human beings who also have their own problems, then instead of taking it personally, like we tend to do, right? Especially as women, we tend to take things more personally. Instead of taking it personally, then we can go to that person and say, you know, like, can we sit down and chat? You know, this morning I really felt insulted and disrespected when you said A, B, and C. And I was wondering, are you okay? Is there anything I can help you with? What's going on in your personal life? And just approach them in that manner, because people will be shocked that you're doing it that way. Believe me, they will not be expecting that. And you'll be better off and gain respect because you've done that. Okay? Now, slander, gossip, and rumors, all three of those go hand in hand, because when we slander someone, we give them a bad name. Okay? Gossip and rumors, spreading rumors, gossiping about people, absolutely do not get involved in that whatsoever, because I've spoken on this podcast so many times about the detrimental effects of gossip. And please go and listen to all the episodes I've done on that. I've spoken on this subject a lot. So please don't get involved in gossip. If people gossip to you, all right, then you have to excuse yourself from that conversation, if that's the thing you want to do. Or if you're a little bit more brave, you can say, hey guys, we really shouldn't be talking about, you know, let's use the name Samantha. We really shouldn't be talking about Samantha. You know, it's just not the right thing to do. And I want to ensure that, you know, gossip, this is a gossip-free environment. If you're working towards leadership, you're not a leader yet, you're listening to this podcast because you want to up your leadership skills, and that's something that you can do already. You do not need to be a leader to tell people to stop gossiping. You can say to people, hey, I just don't feel that it's the right thing to do to talk negatively about this person. You know, I would hate for them to do the same to me, so let's rather not. So if you're more brave, you can do that. Otherwise, you excuse yourself from the conversation. But people, we need to be more brave in saying things like that, because that's the only way we're going to create a culture of no gossip, okay? Flattery. This one shocked me when I read that in the Bible, because, you know, quite often, and I've caught myself in this trap where we flatter someone because we just want to make their day, or we want to get, you know, in their good books, or we want to be positive, or, you know, I've often opened up a conversation with someone to say, oh, wow, you look so amazing today, or that's such a beautiful dress. And one day in a training that I did about communication, the person said, we should definitely avoid complimenting people's appearances at work, because it can be misconstrued as you always focusing on their personal appearance versus like a beautiful speech that they did or an action. And again, let's say, for example, it's a male commenting on a female. He might mean nothing by that, but it might be misconstrued as someone else as flirting, or again, you know, flattery for all the wrong reasons. So yeah, this one makes complete sense. When I was shocked, but it makes complete sense that we should avoid flattery at all costs. And then bragging. Look, bragging's fun, it's easy, but we should be avoiding it. You know, sometimes I just told my daughter this morning, you know, eat a bit of humble pie, please, because she is a bragger. But she's still learning. She's a teenager, so she's in that phase where, you know, if she's done something important, she wants us to flatter her. She wants us to compliment her in that space. So instead of waiting for us to compliment her, she'll brag. But bragging at work can really cause a lot of tension and friction amongst people at work. So definitely avoid bragging, be humble. And then the last one is belittling other people. And this is something that I've noted in the corporate environment quite a lot, is where, you know, we belittle other people so that we can feel more powerful. And believe, I don't think it's any of you on this podcast, but I've seen it amongst men in particular. They belittle other men or women in particular so that they can feel more macho or better about themselves. And look, women do it as well. We're all guilty. And, you know, no one's innocent of any of these things that I read in the Bible. And when I was waiting on the Lord to tell me exactly what it is that I needed to talk about today, this is what came up for me. Something that I wrote these things down on the 26th of July, 2023. And today is the 18th of March, 2024. And yeah, I wrote this down, and today was the day that I had to talk about it. And, the Bible, it also says It says, foolish people speak foolish words. They hurt each other. They injure those who speak to them. Words reflect the condition of the heart. Proverbs 16, verse 23 and 18, verse 4. A tongue that is full of wickedness can ruin your whole life. James 3, verse 6. Lips of the godly speak helpful words, but the mouth of the wicked speaks perverse words. And then Proverbs 10, verse 11 says, life-giving words. Our words give life or death. Proverbs 13, 3 says, those who control their tongue will have a long life. Gentle words in Proverbs 15, 4. And then the right words at the right time. Proverbs 15, 23. And then pay attention to what you say and how to say it. So today, the message is, watch out what you say. Watch out what you get involved with. Because it's happened to me before that someone said something to me once and I agreed with it. And embarrassingly enough, the reason why I agreed with it was because I didn't quite understand what she was saying because her accent was really strong. And that got me in trouble. So be careful what you agree with. Be careful what you say. Be careful who you say things to. And let's just live lives of integrity so that we don't have to constantly worry. And it's interesting because whenever I have found myself in a situation where I remotely gossiped or where I could have been involved in a possible gossip situation or anything like that, I can't sleep. Like my conscience and the Holy Spirit, it just bothers me so much. Because I'm constantly worried that someone's going to find out that this conversation occurred. And I absolutely don't like that. I know you don't like that either. So if you are constantly worried that other people are going to find out about a conversation you had with someone, then feel convicted that it's time to stop. It's time to stop having these conversations. It's time to stop getting involved in these conversations. And it's time to stop listening to these conversations, okay? Let's have pure hearts where we have integrity, we can go to bed with peace at night knowing that no one's going to find out anything that you said because you were not involved in anything that people can find something out about, okay? So I know today's episode was a little bit different, but I felt that this was what the Lord wanted me to share with you all today. Like I mentioned, this is the third time I've recorded this episode because just halfway through the episode of recording it, I just felt that this is not the message that God wants me to say to you today. But this one, all death dealing and words of death dealing and what's the words I used at the beginning was, you know, your words hurt and other people's words hurt as well. Definitely, this is what God wanted me to say today, and just be mindful and be careful. You know, as a woman, we all know that, I don't know, it's just something innately in us that like gossip, that like to talk about others. Some people don't like it, that's great, but I've spoken to so many women where gossip comes easy, and so many women say to me, Rika, but I really struggle with gossip. It's something that I just naturally do it. I catch myself just like that. Then I've gossiped about someone else. I didn't even intentionally do it. Or I caught myself listening to a gossiping conversation. And then 5 minutes in, I realized, oh, I'm not meant to be here. I'm not meant to be listening. Because the other thing that can often happen as well is that we want to just support the other person. And we want to listen in because we want to be supportive. We don't want to tell them off for gossiping because we don't want to be the bad guy. But then inadvertently, because we are part of that conversation, we're also encouraging the gossip. Look, if someone comes to you in confidence and they want to talk about a situation, leader to employee, that's fine because then it's in confidence and you're not going to go and share that situation with someone else. That's fine. They're allowed to do that, especially as the leader or especially if you have to mediate. Okay. And what I then do is I will coach that person to say, okay, this is what I need you to do. You're going to go back to that person and you're going to say X, Y, and Z. And let's see how that went. And then we do a bit of a role play. They do it. And we do it that way instead of me mediating, because I also don't want to constantly be mediating conflict between my team. I rather want to empower and coach them to deal with their own conflict. Okay, so there is a difference between listening as a leader to what someone has to say and then obviously coaching them back on that. But your responsibility then is to not breach that confidence in sharing that with someone else. The only other person you're allowed to share that with is your line manager or the HR manager if you feel that it is necessary. But again, then there's a line of confidentiality where people shouldn't be breaching that. Okay. That's it for today. I hope that you got a lot of value from that. And let's end the episode with a prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for using me as a vessel and as an instrument. And thank you that I can talk about a topic that I'm extremely passionate about and that you've put on my heart as a mission. And that is to eradicate workplace gossip. And in this space where we come together and we talk about our tongues, where we talk about how it can be like a sword. The tongue can be like a sword that cuts two ways, and it can really, really, really hurt other people. Our words can hurt other people so much, we don't even realize it. And God, where these women of faith that are in leadership roles, where they are struggling with things like gossip, where they are struggling with things or with words that they say, with lies that they tell, by flattering other people or bragging or slander or share or spreading rumors, insulting other people, or getting involved in arguments or lying or belittling. I pray, God, that you will come and give them new strength and new motivation to not get involved in these things anymore. I pray that they'll wake up every morning and pray for your strength and for your guidance and wisdom as they navigate their day. Holy Spirit, as they navigate their day, I pray that you will pop a red flag in their heart whenever they should not get involved in this situation. I pray that you'll guide them throughout the day, and I pray that you will be like a GPS to them, like a compass, that they know that, okay, Lord, what way should I take here now and what decision should I make? I pray for each and every listener here today that you would bless them, be with them, and guide them on a daily basis, and I pray that they will seek your guidance as well on a daily basis. And thank you very much for using me as an instrument. And please keep them safe until we meet again next week on the podcast. Amen. All right. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your day, wherever you are at, whatever time of the day it is. And please come and join us on the Facebook community, Women of Faith in Leadership Community. And I'll pop the link in the show notes below. And there's a couple of freebies that I have done as well for you. For my respect framework, there's a quiz where you can take a quiz to determine whether you have a gossip problem in your organization or not. And there's a couple of other freebies that you can grab there. So I'll pop them all in the show notes for you. And I look forward to sharing again with you next week. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a review. Your feedback means the world to me and lights me up every single time when I read it. And it makes me want to keep going. So please leave a review, and your review will also help other Christian women in leadership find the answers they are looking for. So whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the review section and leave that review. Then head over to womenoffaithinleadership.com and join our free Facebook community, and I look forward to engaging with you there.